Hey, it's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Let's talk about, what did I want to talk to you? I have all these ideas. I've been working on a novel, so I've been a little slower on recording podcasts. And I have all, I'm like, I got to say that on the podcast and I got to tell them this. All right, let's see. Where do I want to start? I got a lot of good stuff. I should probably hit record or stop the recording, right? And figure out where I was going with this. Okay, this is the first one. I was going to wait on this one, but I think it's important. And this is just a little snippet of wisdom. In case you're new to the program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. If you are ready to manifest something that has been on your heart for a while, I want to help you do it. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I have a single session, as well as pay close attention to the up-level intuitive coaching package and the massive result intuitive coaching package. Okay, let's talk about when you get a piece of intuitive information. I was doing a reading for a woman, and she's not, I wouldn't describe her as new agey. And she was referred to me because somebody was like, hey, you should talk to her. And so I did the reading, and she said to me, she's like, well, you're not saying anything I haven't heard before, right? I said, well, you know, and in it, you know, the way I read, if you've had a session with me, the reason why I call into what I do intuitive coaching is I don't just read energy, I tell you what to do with that energy, right? What steps to take. If there's things you need to clear out, if there's some energy that's lingering, that's not serving you well, I give you some wisdom and guidance as to how to do that. And I gave her, you know, really easy baby steps. You know, if you've been in the game for a little bit longer, I'll give you more in-depth guidance. But she's like, well, you haven't said anything before. And so then the person that referred her, we were talking the next day, and they said, oh, she just doesn't understand how it all works. And I was like, yeah, a lot of people don't understand how it all works. When you get a piece of intuitive information, until you take action on it, until you shift your energy, you are still at that vibrational frequency. So anybody that reads for you, any reading you do for yourself, will still be in that frequency. So then how do you change that frequency? You do whatever the guidance was telling you to do. So if you got a card around, let's take something that's popular that comes up a lot. I will say this year, I have seen the Father Healing and the Mother Healing card more than I've ever seen it before. And I think it's because it is a time to clean up some of the old wounds from the original family. And not just the old wounds from the original family, behaviors and perspectives you picked up from the original family that aren't serving the vision that you have for your life. So let's take something simple. Let's take money. So if you're coming from a family who maybe maybe very progressive perspective on the world, beautiful in so many ways, but there's this perspective that the rich are out to get you. Well, if your desire is to be affluent, you're going to hold yourself back, because if you become rich, then the thought is, what's embedded in you is that you're going to be out to get somebody, or you have to be out to get somebody. That's bonkers, nonsense, crazy. We know this intellectually, but our subconscious mind doesn't know it. So it's important that you take the time to clear that energy out, create a new way of seeing the world. And that takes practice. That takes work. It's one of the reasons why I offer coaching packages, is to help people reprogram themselves so that they are in alignment with the vision that they have for their life. Because, and I'm going to probably say this to you a lot over the next couple of podcasts that I'm going to record, once you believe it, it is so. Once you know that that's the reality that will be given to you, manifested, received, you will create it. But it can't happen without you. So you can't hold some janky belief and expect to get a different result. So this woman that came to me for a reading and her saying to me, well, you're not saying anything I don't know. Well, sit down and do the work, right? And what I found, I think it's a really interesting case, and she's someone that will probably never listen to this program, so I'll give you a little insight into what her and I were talking about so you have a reference for it. There's some things she's holding on to that she's refusing to let go of, and she's got a lot of excuses around it. Oh, it's going to be a lot of work. So there's some trauma there. I'm like, hey, trauma, you really do need to spend some time in therapy so you can learn how to deal with that trauma. And so then when additional traumas come up, because it is now my belief that traumas will happen, you'll have a frame of reference as to how to deal with it. Now, when I say traumas will happen, they happen all the time, right? I'm really trying to stop the. I notice I've been listening back to my podcast, and I'm sorry about that. I don't know where I've picked that up, but so trauma. There it goes. Yeah, so weird. Okay. I was taking an Uber from Matt's house one night recently, within the last couple of months, and my Uber driver was really aggressive with me. He was yelling at me. He threatened to throw me out of the Uber because I wasn't in the right spot for him to pick me up. And I was trying to tell him, well, you weren't in the right spot to pick me up. You know, I'm at the address that is supposed to be at. And I'm usually not combative. That's not my personality. But I will state a truth. Like, I'm very clear on facts. The fact was, I put this address in, I'm at that address. If you're at a different address, I don't care what the GPS told you, that is the address, right? And so the way he yelled at me and the way he threatened me, I shut down immediately because I knew I'm in harm's way. Because he was like, I'm going to make you get out. Like, and I'm going to just let you out in this bad neighborhood. Like, and it was pretty bad neighborhood. And it's not that far from my house. It's just this little patch of area where you don't want to be late at night. And so I shut down and I made it home and I got out. And of course I reported it and to Uber. And all was resolved. Like, they did it. They did the best they could given their resources. I think they can be better, in my opinion, but they did the best they could, and they made it right to the best of their ability, and they said they would file a report against the driver. Cool. Done. Now, the next time I went to Matt's, I found myself not wanting to stay too late, and mind you, I live less than a mile from him. I didn't want to stay too late because I was having that fear that trauma, it could come up again. Right? I didn't call it that at the time. I just felt like this overwhelming anxiety as I was requesting my car. And I was like, what is this? I had a beautiful driver, wonderful driver. I've had a couple of other drivers since then. Beautiful drivers, wonderful drivers, great conversation. Got me home safely. Great. It was this one bad apple. But that one bad apple created a trauma in my system. And so I had to consciously, as I was standing there, do all the work that I know to do to clean up that trauma really quickly so it didn't linger, right? And so sometimes we do need to spend a little time in therapy so we can learn how to deal with the trauma. Maybe we need to do a little work around our mindset so we can, when we encounter something again, and we will, I think that's the other myth about doing this work, is that we think, oh, I clear it out, it's gone forever. Typically, a lot of things will be, right? But there are things that are embedded in us, particularly from childhood. Say you have to heal a father wound, a mother wound, a childhood wound of any type. You might have to revisit that a couple of times. But if you do the work the first time, you'll clear it out pretty well. And so then when something triggers it, you can identify it quickly and you don't get kind of washed away in the story of it all, washed away in those feelings. And they're real in the moment. I'm not taking that away from anybody. In that moment, I was scared without, you know, while I was standing there requesting a new car, I was scared. It was like, oh my God, what if I have a better driver? That's what the little girl in me was thinking. But I knew how to talk to her. And I was like, wow, here it is, this difficult situation created a trauma. But you have the tools to clean it up if you're doing the work on yourself. So that's why it's so important to keep doing the work, whether it is a ritual, whether it is spending some time in therapy, whether it's doing your journaling, whether it's reprogramming your mind, whether it is shifting limiting beliefs and then creating an affirmation to replace that belief. Do the work. And I will say this, my spirit guides are showing me Journey to Self-Love. I don't promote it enough anymore. But Journey, because it sells itself in a lot of ways, Journey to Self-Love is a great, my book is a great way, it's a digital book, it's a great way to start the process of doing work on yourself. So if you've stumbled upon this podcast and you've never committed to a practice, then that's a great book to get you going, point you in the right direction. This podcast, of course, is a great place to point you in the right direction. Let's see, what else did I want to share with you? Talked about trauma. I knew that. Continuing to do the work. Yes. I read something wonderful, and I should probably do a separate show on this, but I think I'm going to do the next couple of shows for the rest of August are going to be, I'm going to do kind of a hodgepodge of things that have been coming up because again, I've been working on a novel. It was really great and I'll share it now. I'll probably do a show on it later. So I was reading How to Attract Money. This is a Joseph Campbell. It's an old timey book, but beautifully written old timey book. Behold, the fowl of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Matthew 6:26. I did not look up this scripture to check if it's exactly correct. I know a lot of folks in the metaphysical space will, I think everybody bends scripture, but I've seen it a lot in the metaphysical space. So I apologize if that's not exactly right, but I am reading it from the text. So I'll read it one more time. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet their heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Matthew 6:26. And what he's saying here, and I thought was so great, is that if you lean into spirit, that is enough. If you believe that spirit's going to bring you what you need, this is tapping into the energy of abundance, the idea of abundance, the mindset of abundance. When you start to believe that all your needs will be met, that you will always be provided for, there's not a whole lot you have to do. Sure, you need to trust your intuition. Yes, you need to honor the structures of this time-space reality and the way in which we allow prosperity to come in and all the ways we allow prosperity to come in. But really, at the core of it, if you believe you will be provided for, you will be provided for. So this is my last little piece here on this and why this was so significant was I told you I have a yes or no oracle that I'll flip. And I was flipping on something this morning and I said, I was like, okay, all right. I'm not totally feeling that, but I'm in that headspace and I'm thinking along those lines. And then I asked the oracle, because the oracle's so good. I'm like, is it because I'm thinking so passionately along these lines? Is this why I'm getting all these yeses, that will be the outcome? And I got yes. So I think spirit is amazing and always communicating with us if we allow spirit to communicate with us. Of course, I pray. I have my own spiritual tradition and way in which I pray, but always pray from the place of the highest and greatest good of all those involved. And then I ask for information. And I thought it was just such a beautiful point that if you focus on it, if your mind is laying the foundation for something, both positively and negatively, you will create from that space. So look at your foundations this month, in this month of August 2021, and it has been a crazy month. crazy month. And even the numerology has set it up that way. It's a 8 month. August is an 8th month in a universal year of 5. And when that 8 and that 5 get together, it's just like constant little chaos and road, you know, I watched somebody have a little road rage fight this afternoon. I was standing on a corner. And it's like, that's August. So instead of engaging the drama that can come up this month, take a step back and look at your foundation. What do you have embedded in there? What do you believe is so? If you believe that the bill will be paid, it will be paid. If you believe there's a possibility that it won't happen, then it won't happen. If you believe you always attract wonderful people to date, period, no negotiation, and then that's what you will create. If you believe that there's just a lot of crazy people out there and it's a mixed bag and you never know what you're going to get and you're going to have to settle, then that's what you will create. So look closely at your foundation. See what's underneath. See what's going on in your mind. See what you have chosen to believe consciously and subconsciously. Pay attention to the conversations that you're having. If there's a result that you want to create in your life, so let's say it's something around money, start paying attention to how you think about money and the things you say about money and what you're listening to. You know, recently I realized I have a very, you know, progressive mom in a lot of ways, and some of the ways in which she talks about the rich, you know, and she's always talked about them this way, so it's not anything new. I'm like, oh, that's why I hold back, because I listen to it over and over again. I've programmed a lot of that out, but I hear it constantly, and then this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and this. So you don't realize you'll start to create that. So pay attention to, I think I did a show about a month ago. I couldn't even tell you what it was called, but I talked about the energy that we create around us and how that influences us, from what we're listening to the people we're surrounded by, to the media we're consuming, to what we're engaging, to all of that makes up our vibration. So really pay attention to the things that are circulating in your vibration. And with that being said, you know, I would encourage you, if you're spending more time at home to keep yourself safe, clean out some of the clutter. I am seeing that a lot in my readings, is that people are holding on to some clutter. Granted, I've been writing this novel, I'm recognizing like, oh, there's some things that need to be cleaned up in my physical space. The great places to start are your floors, your stovetop. Those are for prosperity. And what I learned from Louise Hay, cluttered closets and cluttered refrigerators are reflections of a cluttered mind. And I'm paraphrasing her. And so maybe you need to go clean out your refrigerator and clean out some closets and get your floors cleaned up and put some love into your home. Do a cleansing, you know, buy some sage. If you have some sage already, burn some sage. Look it up, how to do space clearing. I keep saying I'm going to do a show about it, but it's all pretty easy. Buy a bundle of sage, dried sage, sage for ritual, not for cooking. Light it. It's very easy to use. Go around your space, open all the windows, keep them open for at least 30 minutes, because my original teacher said that's all the spirits leave through the windows. She said the first time she did that ritual, they were all closed, and she wondered why things didn't feel differently. And then she found out you have to open all the windows. And I sit with that. I keep the windows open generally, or cracked a bit, but open them wide, open the doors if you can, and just let all the negativity go. This has been it has been a very stressful month. For the world, it's been a very stressful month. That 8 and that 5, the five likes drama and chaos on the dark side of the 5, or likes upheaval or uncertainty or chaotic change. And so combine it with that 8 that can handle a lot of stress. One thing I know, if you're an 8 life path or you have some 8s in your chart, just, you know, if not, I can do it for you. Or just figure out your numerology chart. If you have some 8s, let the drama go. because you can handle that stress of the five, right? The dark side of the five, you can handle. You're like, no problem, let's do it. And sometimes I think that energy of the eight doesn't know its limits. So that's what's been playing out in the world. You see it in our media. I mean, I've just crazy things that have happened. Like all my deliveries this month have just been bonkers, crazy, high levels of aggression. Clean all of that out. You know, clean your floors, clean your stove, clean out your closet, clean out your refrigerator. Burn some sage. If you have some Palo Santo, burn some Palo Santo. It's a little stick of wood. Light it, very similar to sage. Doesn't burn as long, so you might have to relight it. Some tips on sage. What I do is to snuff it out, and you can do it however way you want. And granted, I have a metal base, a stainless steel sink. I'll run just a little water. Not stopping it, just so it's damp, and then I can tap it there and they'll snuff it out really quickly with the sage, because sometimes sage gets going and it's hard to put it out. Palo Santo goes out really easily by itself. Both have strong scents, so even more to open the windows and let your place air out. If you need to, wash some walls down, because energy can stick to the walls. You can get real witchery with it and Google various spells, washing spells. I don't do that. I just do some hot water. I'll say some prayers and I wipe things down. And that seems to work for me. Do whatever feels true and right to you. But there are, if you look on the internet, there's a lot of really great washes. Pray over the wash first. Pray that you're doing all that work from the highest and greatest good. You don't have to hold on to it. So how do we start here? Let's review. You're going to keep getting the same message from spirit until you take action on what you're being called to do. Many of you already know what you're being called to do, so just do it. Just do it. And if you're struggling to get started, if you're struggling with the practical of it, I am brilliant at creating little plans for people. And not plans where you're stuck to it. You can only do it this way. Plans to get you started, and then you adjust accordingly. Just little incremental steps every day make a huge difference. So do what spirit's telling you to do. If there's some healing that needs to be done, if there's some reprogramming that needs to happen, do it. Commit to it. Stick with it. Don't expect it to just be like one and done. But there are lots of things you'll do that will be one and done, right? You'll learn and you'll get better at it. And you'll be able to clear out energy really quickly. Some things will take a little more time. And the things that are taking a little more time, be willing to stay with that process until it has shifted. Let's see. Mother healing, father healing. So if there's any childhood stuff, clean that up. What else did I go? I talked about being provided for. If God's going to provide for the birds no matter what, and they don't have to do anything, they just get to chill. Who says they're any different than you? That's what that scripture was saying. So start believing that God will provide for you. Live in a state of abundance. Live in a mindset of abundance. Live in an awareness that all your needs will be met. And however way in which you need to get there, get there. If you have to just keep reading things, if you have to keep hearing it over and over and over that God's going to take care of you, that God's going to take care of you, that God's going to take care of you no matter what, keep playing it, keep reading it, keep going at it until you believe it 100%, and you will see you will be provided for 100%. I can guarantee you that. Guarantee, because there was a time in my life not that long ago, probably about 3 years ago, after my divorce, where I really felt like I'm not going to be provided for. I'm not going to be provided for. And I had to consciously reprogram myself. And I tell you not, hard as 2018 into 2019, hardest times I've ever experienced in my adult life. But I'm grateful I went through it, because it taught me to go back to what I know to be true. Reprogram it. I had to reprogram myself that spirit will always provide for me. Spirit will always provide for me. And it took diligence. It took clearing out a lot of old junky stuff. It took doing some childhood work. But be willing to do it. And if you need some therapy, don't make it difficult for yourself. I want to add this piece about therapy. therapists are trained in a profession. And yes, they are human. And yes, under certain circumstances, it might be more beneficial to get a more spiritual therapist or a therapist that is the same race and sex as you. But then you'll hit a point where you just need to do the work. And whoever's there, trust that spirit is working through them for your greater good, and the work will be done. The woman I read for that was referred to me, she was telling me like, oh yeah, I have this health plan and it's just really hard to get a therapist. And I said, I have that exact same health plan. I just did all of that stuff. It was super easy. I'm feeling great. Because I felt like I needed a handful of some therapy. I'm working on, this novel, and some things have been coming up, and I'm like, oh, I want to explore that. I want to explore what's going on there psychologically with a professional, a psychological professional, so I can see things differently. Don't make it difficult. Oh, and she was like, well, they don't have enough Black therapists and they don't have enough Black women therapists. And I said, okay, under certain circumstances, that might be necessary. I get it. And I respect that. I've had Black women therapists. There was a time in my life where I needed a woman therapist. But as I was tuning into her talking, she was using that as an excuse to not do the work. So trust that God is going to flow through whoever is serving you and let it work for you. We can spend every day of our life searching for this perfect thing when that's just a tool. It's just a tool to help you go from where you are today into a new way of being, into a new vibration. So just do the work to get into that vibration. All right, I'm going to go. I love you. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you are looking for an intuitive coach, someone who can read the energy, someone that can help you rearrange your energy so that you can get what you want, then I would love to support you. Whether you're looking for love, whether you're wanting to start a business, whether you're wanting to increase your income, I can help. Whether you're trying to get a project done, maybe you're working on a creative project, maybe a business idea that you have, and you just keep feeling like you hit roadblock after roadblock after roadblock, I totally understand. I got lots of tips to help you shift the mindset so it gets done with ease. And that I can guarantee I've helped many clients go from nothing to a thing that they're very proud of and grateful for. So let me help you too. Information on my services, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Pay close attention to that single session. Pay close attention to the massive result intuitive coaching package. Okay, if you're still listening, and I hope you OG listeners listen for my encore, because I always get a hit right after my last pitch. I was watching something. Who is it? I got into the show Dave. Someone recommended some shows to me. She's a listener to this program. Thank you. They're good. But recently I got into the show Dave. It's on Hulu. It's an FX show. And he's a very talented little dicky. Like, if you can see past the surface, wow, there is just lightning in a bottle there. And so he was on, his manager in the show is a comedian. And he has a podcast. So I was like looking around the internet at, I wanted to learn a little more about this little dickie. And so, well, Dave Berg, B-U-R-D. And I love his relationship with Gata, who's real life, they're real life partners, friends. And they were on his podcast, the redhead guy, if you've seen the show. They were on his podcast, and the start of his podcast, he pitched hard. He sold his shows. He sold his merchandise. He sold his Like everything under the sun, he's sold. And for a long time, I used to feel, now I don't care, but there are times where I'll be like, oh, I really do pitch a lot, you know? No, like white men do the exact same thing. So I'm saying this to you, for those of you in business or those of you wanting to put yourself out there, for those of you that need to be promoting yourself more, which is probably everybody listening to this podcast, successful people promote themselves. If you're waiting for someone to promote you, if you're waiting for someone to offer your services to someone, to offer your product to someone, to vouch for you, you might be waiting a really long time. So get out there and put yourself out there over and over and over and over again. And you don't have to be fancy. You don't have to have some trick. You don't have to be super persuasive. Sure, you can read some books on sales. Sure, you can take a seminar. All of it works. But at the end of the day, you got to show up and do it. So be willing to promote yourself, because successful people promote themselves. And that's my show. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, please subscribe. If you would like 2 free intuitive messages from me a week, sign up for my newsletter at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. You'll get messages on Wednesday. So if you sign up, I'm assuming I'll post this show today, which is a Tuesday. Tomorrow you'll get messages, and you'll get them Saturday as well. What else do I want to tell you? I think that's everything. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Oh, I guess I should say this. If you listen on a platform where you can review this show and you are a regular listener to this program, please, in your free moment, write an insightful, positive review if that is genuinely how you feel. If you feel negatively, just stop listening to the show. And you don't need to tell anybody. We don't need to put more negativity out there at all. I think that we are moving into an age where if it's a genuine, like, something happened, by all means. But, you know, I'm just a woman doing a service. So I hope that you feel loved and supported throughout this whole podcast. So if you do like it and you do feel loved and supported throughout this podcast, please write a review, because it does help. And I've held back on that. And I just gave you a talk on promoting yourself. So I'm going to promote myself in this moment. If you listen to this podcast on any platform that allows reviews, please write one. Thank you. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.